Okay.
So Kerouac is obviously a little too, there's a lot of stuff even in just this 3-page piece, so I'm not going to get to everything that we could talk about. But there were three aspects that I kind of wanted to draw our attention to as writers. And the first one is that as I read it through a few times, I noticed that he was playing around with time a lot and how he treats time, since this is kind of, he starts off, I guess, to give you kind of a basic structural picture of where he goes. He starts off as kind of a snapshot. He says, "What a crazy picture, maybe the picture of a typical American." And then he goes into this, he kind of recounts this trip that he's been on, and then he goes into this memory of a storm, and then, you know, he goes back to kind of being in a journal, and then you're back on sitting with him on this ship. And so, look at the sentence on the first page. It starts with, "And as I say, the first sign of that revulsion had appeared during the dreamy, solitary comfort of the 2 months on Desolation Mountain before Mexico, since which time I'd been melanged again with all my friends and old adventures, as you saw, and not so sweetly, but now I was alone again." And I read that sentence and I picked it out and I was like, wow, he's really cramming a lot of time in there. And then I went through and counted or drew out all the words that he uses in that sentence that convey a sense of time. And he uses first, during, 2 months, before, since which time, old, saw, now, and again, all in one sentence. And I really thought that reading that is a mouthful, and I thought that it also kind of conveyed the sense that he's been on this journey for I don't even know how long, you know, a while. And he's kind of condensing that memory for the reader as he's about to recount this other experience. So Kerouac's also kind of yo-yoing. That's the word that I use to describe the way he's kind of bringing us through time. He's kind of yo-yoing us. You know, he says later down the page, he says, "During wartime," and then on the next page, you know, he's recounting this storm. And then he says, and then he makes this break at the bottom of 282. He says, "I feel I didn't explain that right, but it's too late. The moving finger crossed the storm, and that's the storm." And this sentence is really kind of complex, I feel like, in some ways, because he's not only is he kind of recounting this storm, but he's also bringing the reader's sense of real time into the story by saying, "But it's too late, the moving finger." I mean, it could be read on several different levels, but you've already read that section. I thought that was really interesting. He says 10 days on a freighter, and then he goes to read this world, recount this world history, talking about how he's kind of reading this world history textbook while he's on a freighter for 10 days, and you get the sense that he's kind of playing with our sense of what is a history, kind of jumping back and forth. Sorry, let me. So that was the time element. Next, I kind of wanted to draw. Obviously, Kerouac uses language to his full advantage. The rhythm of his language is really striking. On 281, again, at the beginning of the story, he says, "During wartime, I'd actually sailed in those northern seas of the Arctic, but it was only in summertime. Now, 1,000 miles south of these, in the void of January seas, gloom, the cappers came glurrying in gray spray as high as a house and plowed rivers all over our bow and down the washes. Furiating, howling, blaking glooms, thunders of thumping, washing, waving, sick manship diddling like a long cork for nothing in the mad waste." I mean, he's clearly knows what he's doing with the language, but even if you just look at a little chunk of that, all over our bow and down, he's creating this kind of very, what did I say, a deep rhythm. And to me, that kind of indicates the coming of this storm. And then we move into the storm, and it says, he reads on 282 near the top, It says, it scares a seaman to hear the kitchen scream in fear. So, I mean, in some ways he's almost writing in prose poetry for some of this. You know, hear fear, scares a seaman, scream. All these sounds kind of work together to kind of give us this sense of we're in a storm. And, I mean, obviously some of this is just intuitive for him, and we're receiving it on an intuitive level, but I also think that a lot of it's very purposeful, and if we pay attention to it, it can also be purposeful. And the other thing that I wanted to point out was it's a really long sentence, but I'm going to start with the carpets. It's midway down the page. 282, it says, the carpets of sinking water, all deep blue-green in the middle of the ocean, with their damnable patterns of foam, the sickening, choking, too much of it, even though you're only looking at the surface, beneath all that upwell of cold miles of fathoms, swaying, rolling, smashing, the tonnages of Peligroso, roar, beating, heaving, swirling, not a face in sight. The fact that he says choking too much, and then fills his sentence up with all these adjectives or verbs and words really give us kind of like a literal sense when we're reading it that this is a rollicking storm with a lot of water and chaos going on. And I guess I also kind of wanted to briefly contrast his use of language with the other piece that I really liked was Stuart Dybeck's Death of a Right Fielder, I think it was called. And we don't have to, I mean, if you read it, great. And you know what I'm talking about, that it's obviously he uses a very different form of language to convey. I thought that both pieces were equally powerful in some ways, but Kerouac is doing something absolutely different than Stuart Dybeck is with his language. And the last thing that I wanted to point out was the way he uses narration and kind of is in a dialogue. For some of this, I felt like Kerouac was in a dialogue with him. Actually, the first time I read it through, I felt like I was reading kind of a journal entry, which is, I haven't read Desolation Angels, but I imagine that it's somewhat journalistic from his travels around the world. And then I realized that he was really kind of in a dialogue with both himself and the reader. He kind of goes from being in a memory, and then, I mean, again, this one sentence at the bottom of 282, he's bringing the reader in physically to the story, and then he says, and then he moves back. I thereafter spent 10 quiet days as that old freighter chugged and chugged across the calmest seas without seeming to get anywhere, and I read a book on world history, wrote notes, and paced the deck at night. And then he brings the reader back in, saying, the insane things done in human history, even before us, and then farther down the page, bang, down we fall. He's almost giving, and he's talking about all these horrible things, and he's almost giving the reader responsibility, too. And then he says, how to live with glee and peace, therefore, by roaming around with your baggage from state to state. And that's a very kind of typical, at least when I'm writing in my notebook or whatever, you know, when you slip into the second by roaming around with your, like, blah, 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 blah. You know, it can be seen as both journaling and, I feel like, as kind of in a dialogue with the reader. And then he moves back on the overdose of opium. This was intensified to the point where I actually got up and packed to go back to America and find a home. And he's kind of both re-entering himself and kind of stating a fact for the reader. So really, I guess, in summary, in the piece, he's playing around with how he can manipulate language to convey meaning and to pull his reader in and out of the narrative. And I wrote, Kerouac is a writer who makes us think he's writing in a journal, free writing, but he's a master at manipulating sound and words to his advantage and weaves them into his meaning throughout the piece. So I think that there's a lot more that you could discover, and that those are some brief things that I think are worth taking a look at.
Great. Yeah, so